As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots of time to discuss your questions and comments. You can enter the doctor's office this weekend by calling 877-726-8255. Have a conversation with yours truly. And we get lots to talk about, lots of news on the health front. Each week we put together the most important news stories about health and nutrition. Vitamins and supplements are foremost in our considerations. Also exercise and all manner of lifestyle interventions, and also high-tech medical interventions. We call that intelligent medicine, putting it all together for you. 877-726-8255, our number. Among the stories we're going to talk about, you see after a football game or a marathon, people plunging into an ice bath to cool off their overheated muscles. Well, is this beneficial? A study takes a look at it, and this has particular implications for me as an aging athlete. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll look at the benefits or lack thereof of drinking coffee. That's always in the news. Some innovative new approaches to COVID. Yeah, COVID has become an evergreen story for us, not going away. And some reassuring news about hormone replacement therapy for women. 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down. And feel free to call us this hour or next. Or even if you can't call, you can call and record a question. And we'll take some of those questions later in today's program. All right, let's start by talking about dementia. Yeah, that, I know that's kind of a downer subject, but as people live longer, it becomes more likely that they will experience deterioration of cognitive function. And this is a particular concern of baby boomers because they're entering the age where memory problems may be rampant. And it's almost inevitable because statistically it's been shown that as you reach the threshold of 70, 80, 90, there's going to be some cognitive decline. Even if you don't actually have Alzheimer's disease, there's going to be some slowing in processing. There's going to be some difficulties with memory retrieval. If someone said, you're going to have to take biochemistry 1 again, as a prerequisite for medical school, I'm not sure that I'd be up for that as I approach the age of 70. I aced it when I was 20, but it's a different story now, 50 years later. So there's an interesting story about how your daily step count could relate to your dementia risk. Can you really walk away from dementia? Well, big study out of the UK, and they looked at a heck of a lot of people, thousands and thousands of individuals as part of the Biobank study. they found that there was a sweet spot for prevention of dementia. The threshold for the point at which dementia risk was half was just 3,826 steps per day. And that translates roughly to 2 miles. With all these devices, the Fitbit and the Apple Watch, things that we carry around with us, even phones, you can get a pretty good step count. You know, sometimes I take a long walk. You know, I'll go to the museum, and instead of jumping on the subway to come back home, I'll walk home. And then I'll before I get to my apartment here in Manhattan, I'll check the step count, and you know, sometimes it's 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 steps, because you do a lot of walking in Manhattan when you're not taking public transportation, actually more so than if you're in the suburbs. In the suburbs, you just jump in the car and you go wherever you want to go. You go to the market, you go to the hardware store. Usually you don't traverse long distances unless you do so deliberately to take in the beautiful scenery. So it turns out that the point at which dementia risk was half of the maximum reduction was 3,826 steps per day, which roughly translates to around 2 miles. And cadence also mattered, because a higher step intensity had the greatest impact on reducing dementia. There was a 62% reduction versus a 50% risk reduction if you did it slowly. The point at which there were not necessarily diminishing returns, but a point at which the benefits plateaued was fortunately 10,000 steps per day, just shy of 10,000 steps per day. So the much vaunted 10,000 steps per day may get you some additional benefits, but beyond that, the benefits don't increase that much. The cadence in question, that was the brisk cadence, that was 112 steps per minute. And so you can strive for a fast walk to make it even better for you in terms of preventing loss of brain function. And it has to do with circulation. It has to do with optimization of blood pressure. Optimization of weight certainly figures into this, but also something called brain-derived growth factor, which BDNF, which is literally Miracle-Gro for your neurons, your brain cells. And that is generated reliably by exercise. One of the few ways you can raise BDNF, I mean, so far you can't get a prescription for BDNF. It'd be nice if you go to the drugstore or the health food store and get a BDNF supplement. But no, there's unfortunately nothing that's the equivalent of exercise for generating BDNF. Also, related story, what are the best antioxidants to prevent age-related dementia? A new study takes a look at that, and they looked at a whole bunch of things in the blood. And why they looked at it in the blood is that, you know, if you ask people, well, do you take this or that or the other vitamin, or, you know, what do you eat? And we can do analysis and breakdown of the vitamins that are present in certain foods, say spinach versus carrots versus bagels. You know, we can actually do a breakdown of what the nutrient content is. But people's recall is unreliable. So what they did is they checked for levels of these nutrients in the blood. Now, to do so, you know, you may say, well, I want to come to your office, Dr. Hoffman, and get checked for all these nutrients. Well, unfortunately, this is a research study, and these tests are not commercially available for all and sundry nutrients that you might find. To do this as a private person, well, it might cost thousands of dollars to run this detailed analysis to look at a whole panoply of nutrients. They looked at lycopene, alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, vitamins A, C, or E, and they found no associations between levels of these and dementia, even though these nutrients may have other benefits. But when it comes to preventing age-related dementia, no big association. What they did find, however, is that a couple of nutrients that are eye-healthy are good for the brain. And that kind of makes sense because the eyes are a sensory organ that protrudes from the brain. And in fact, they are very, the inner workings of the eye, the retina, is very similar to the brain in terms of its high energy requirements, its ability to transmit nerve impulses via the optic nerve. And therefore, it kind of makes sense that brain-healthy nutrients would be the very self-same nutrients as you find that protect the retina from macular degeneration and other degenerative conditions. So what they found was that individuals with the highest serum levels of lutein and zeaxanthin and something called beta-cryptoxanthin were less likely to have dementia decades later than their peers with lower levels of these antioxidants. Of course, lutein and zeaxanthin are found primarily in green leafy vegetables such as kale, spinach, broccoli, and peas. And, oh, by the way, egg yolks. Those of you who are throwing out the egg yolks and eating egg whites, well, you're making a big mistake because the nutrients that are concentrated that give it a nice yellow color are the very self-same nutrients that protect your eyes and protect your brain. Beta-cryptoxanthin, on the other hand, is found in fruits such as oranges, papaya, tangerines, and persimmons, who have sort of a orange hue. All those fruits have that in common. So what they're saying here is this is the first nationally representative study to analyze blood levels of antioxidants in relation to dementia risk. And their conclusion is that this study is an important step towards exploring the complex relationship between antioxidants and dementia, and that it suggests that we may have nutritional strategies at hand, simple nutritional strategies that we can use to protect the aging brain. I'm all for that as representative of that aging baby boomer generation. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's Holiday Sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Kelly Kurtzman with Verizon, here with a few holiday tech gift suggestions. First, if you're in the market for a new 5G phone this year, you can trade in your old one and not only get a new device, you can also score a tablet, smartwatch, or earbuds only at Verizon. Next, for the gamer on your list, get the Backbone One gaming controller, Game Pass Ultimate for 3 months, and a $25 Xbox gift card, all for just $99. Or be the holiday hero and get a new Xbox Console Plus Ultimate Game Pass for just $24.99 a month at Verizon. Or consider affordable accessories. Get beautiful, stylish phone cases, MagSafe chargers, or a Magic Keyboard for tablets now discounted 25 to 30% at Verizon. Finally, my favorite, get a unique, personalized gift at select Verizon retail stores where local artists will customize any accessory purchased in Verizon stores with a unique hand-painted design. For more information, visit Verizon.com/deals. Verizon.com/deals.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. If you can't get through it first, keep trying, because we got lots of time this hour to have you enter the doctor's office. Okay, we're going to talk about coffee. We're going to talk about a new innovative approach to COVID. First, let's take some calls, 877-726-8255. We have some recorded questions. Let's hear one.
My regular MD recommended that I see a urologist. Since I felt that I had the feeling that I had to urinate all the time, but through her investigation and urine test, I had no infection, no yeast infection, and everything looked good. So she suggested that I see a urologist, which I did. The urologist recommended that I use and prescribed an estradiol, a vaginal cream, to use 2 times a week for about 30 days. I wanted to know your opinion. Do you suggest that I use anything else while I'm using that to safeguard against any side effects?
Okay, interesting question. So as women age, they go through menopause, and then when they go through menopause, there is a drop in estrogen. Estrogen has the ability to revitalize the tissues that surround the urethra, and therefore it's suggested that women who have urinary frequency, particularly the ones and even frequent urinary tract infections, that they use estrogen cream that's applied locally. And estradiol is a natural estrogen. It's not like Premarin, you know, which is synthetic estrogen you take by mouth. So it's perfectly fine to take, and I often prescribe it. Sometimes I prescribe estriol, which is a different form of estrogen that is actually even safer. It's fine to take. There is minimal, rare risk of stimulating the tissue in, if you haven't had a hysterectomy already, if you still have a uterus, of stimulating the tissue there. And so, therefore, it's warranted to, if you have, like, breakthrough bleeding or something from the treatment, to go see your OBGYN or to get monitored because of potential risk for uterine cancer by applying this. But usually it doesn't take very much estradiol cream, you know, maybe applying it for a couple of weeks nightly and then, you know, two or three times weekly to maintain the integrity of the tissue around the urethra, thus reducing the risk of urinary frequency and leakage. Other things you can do, you know, pay attention to your diet, you know, things like alcohol, coffee, certain foods in children, dairy foods particularly. These are foods that can sometimes stimulate urinary urgency, and therefore sometimes a diet change is warranted also. But, you know, I'm perfectly in agreement with that strategy. That seems sound. That's a good way to go. It's going to help. All right. 877-726-8255, our number, I'll remind you. And new research suggesting that drinking coffee might lengthen life. Now, I've been a little skeptical of some of these studies before because there's studies that say, well, you drink 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee and you're going to live a long time. Well, you know, show me someone who is in their 80s or 90s who can still drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee, and I'll show you a pretty healthy, robust individual. So maybe it's what's called reverse causation. Correlation is not necessarily causation, but there's reason to believe, according to a new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, that people who drink coffee are protected from dying. They were up to 30% less likely to die if they drank 1.5 to 3.5 cups of coffee per day. The benefit tapered off for those drinking more than 4.5 cups of coffee per day. Don't drink coffee if it causes you insomnia, jitters, but coffee may be a major source of antioxidants, particularly for people who don't eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables or take high tests, high flavanol, cocoa, or tea. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. The impossible just became possible. Real Coke taste with zero sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. This holiday season, feel your shopping hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. Because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Tis the season for Coke Zero Sugar and the rest of the year, too. Because Coke Zero Sugar is not just for the holidays. You can enjoy it all year long since you rule at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavin Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But
You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonaturals.com. That's flavonaturals.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And you can call in anytime you like this hour or next, or you can call when we're not on the air, and you can leave a message, and we'll take up your question later. Some of those questions coming up, but let's talk about hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy has gone through several iterations. That is estrogen replacement therapy with or without progesterone for women at the time of menopause or after a hysterectomy. And at first it was billed as God's gift to women. And it was suggested that women were defective after menopause. Let's look at some very, very famous women throughout history who were very, very influential and probably were not on hormone replacement therapy. Maggie Thatcher, Queen Elizabeth, although we don't know exactly their medical histories, they did pretty well without hormone replacement therapy. For women who have terrible hot flashes, for women who have extreme brain fog, for women who have sexual problems, extreme vaginal dryness and pain on intercourse, sleep problems, hormone replacement therapy can be a godsend. And so a lot of women were placed on hormone replacement therapy, the popular drug at the time, around the turn of the 20th century, as we went into the 21st century, was something called PremPro, which is synthetic estrogen, Premarin, plus a synthetic progesterone. And then it was found, to the great dismay of people who studied these things, that hormone replacement therapy increased the risk of cardiovascular disease. And so abruptly, as the message went out, millions of women who were contentedly taking their hormone replacement therapy were precipitously taken off it and deprived of its benefits and went through insomnia, hot flashes, sexual problems, etc., because it was the new think that hormone replacement therapy increased the risk of heart attacks. Well, they reanalyzed that data a few years later, and what they found is that, yes, in older women, perhaps women who start hormone replacement therapy in their 70s, who are already at risk for cardiovascular disease, there's a slight blood thickening effect of especially synthetic estrogen taken by mouth. And just as women who take oral contraceptives, younger women are at higher risk for strokes. It turns out that older women taking hormones may have been at higher risk for heart attacks. But in general, there are benefits in terms of the heart for women taking hormone replacement therapy. So they rethought that. But then they said, look, we ought to reserve it for special cases because hormones are dangerous. I mean, after all, estrogen is what stimulates breast cancer. A lot more women than men have breast cancer. They have more estrogen, hence don't give women estrogen after menopause. Well, they're now studying this, and there's a new study out which has appeared in the scientific journal Menopause, entirely devoted to the study of treatments for menopause. And the headline here is, data on cancer risk from hormone therapy, quote, reassuring, menopause experts say. And so they distinguish between estrogen alone versus estrogen plus progesterone. Now, normally, women who have a hysterectomy, they think they don't need progesterone because progesterone is what keeps the lining of the uterus from proliferating under the influence of estrogen and transforming into cancer cells causing uterine or endometrial cancer. And so it is a must in women who still have an intact uterus to prescribe progesterone when you're prescribing estrogen. But for women who have no hysterectomy, it is said that it's just okay to prescribe estrogen. I don't do that. I prescribe progesterone even in women who supposedly don't need it because they don't have a uterus, because progesterone, especially natural progesterone, has a lot of benefits. We'll come back to the effects of progesterone on breast cancer in a moment. But progesterone has a role in skin elasticity and bone strength. It also has an impact on female sexuality. A positive one. It raises epidermal growth factor, which is a repair factor, and it helps to sustain stem cells for tissue regeneration. It reduces spasm and relaxes smooth muscle, and thereby it can be helpful in asthma. It's anti-inflammatory, and it helps to regulate the immune response. It protects the gallbladder, and it may affect gum health. So progesterone has a variety of potential benefits. But the problem is that when hormone replacement therapy, standard hormone replacement therapy, is prescribed, it's prescribed with synthetic estrogen, or even when it's prescribed with natural estrogen, it's prescribed with synthetic progesterone, so-called PremPro pill. It's a combo pill, estrogen with progesterone. It's what's called a progestogen. And so what they found in this study in the journal Menopause is that estrogen alone did not increase the risk of breast cancer, but estrogen when prescribed with a progestogen, a phony synthetic progesterone, somewhat increased the risk for breast cancer. But I never prescribe, and many enlightened OBGYNs and certainly integrative doctors no longer prescribe synthetic progestogens, which, by the way, are associated with weight gain and water retention and mood problems. Micronized progesterone, natural micronized progesterone, has benefits in terms of relaxing and in terms of helping insomnia. It actually works on GABA receptors in a way similar to benzodiazepine medications, drugs like Valium, but milder, certainly, and not addictive. It tends to have sort of a chill pill effect, as women will sometimes note during pregnancy. They feel very mellow because their body is surging in production of natural progesterone. So the authors note that not all progestogens, medications that protect the uterus against estrogen-stimulated cancer, carry equal breast cancer risk. It appears that estrogen combined with micronized progesterone does not increase breast cancer risk to the same degree as other combinations, if at all. So the bottom line here is they say let's replace fear with knowledge. Most healthy women under age 60 or within 10 years of having their last period and having bothersome symptoms can take hormone therapy without fear at menopause, whether they're taking estrogen alone or combined with progesterone, especially natural progesterone. And but, you know, a caution is that if you have a strong family history of breast cancer, if you've had breast abnormalities, precancerous cells, if you've had breast cancer, that's a caution flag, and that we don't want additional hormone stimulation to your breast if you're at high risk. But women with normal mammograms with negligible family history, they do just fine. They just require a little more observation and monitoring to make sure that breast changes aren't occurring. So if you're having terrible symptoms, don't be afraid of hormone replacement therapy, especially with natural estrogen. I prefer the patches or the topical creams. Along with micronized progesterone, which has benefits in and of itself for skin, for mood, for a lot of functions that are necessary to maintain health into your senior years. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, here's something, a tip for recreational athletes. A couple of things that you're told to do after a hard workout, and many sports teams subscribe to this, and, you know, people who train for athletic endeavors, is take protein right after you exercise, particularly if you're doing some kind of hard resistance training. But, you know, even after like a really long bike ride or a very long swim or after an event like a triathlon, right away take some protein because it's going to go right into your muscles and it's going to help with those tired muscles recover, and it will help with protein synthesis so you can have bigger, stronger muscles. So that's a given. That's acknowledged. But another thing that is done, and you see this all the time, you see like the athletes after a football game, they jump into an ice water bath. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I sometimes jump into the ocean, you know, after a long run or after a long bike ride, and it feels good. You know, it kind of cools down your sore muscles. But this is, we're talking really cold water immersion, you know, sometimes in a bathtub of ice cubes. What they say here, they studied it, cold water immersion during recovery from resistance-type exercise lowers the capacity of the muscle to take up and or direct dietary protein-derived amino acids towards muscle synthesis. In other words, muscle building is hampered by that cold shock. There's no question that it feels good. It reduces inflammation. It may have an effect on what's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. So, yeah, fine, But you may, for the transient benefit in terms of discomfort, the trade-off may be that if you're aiming to improve skeletal muscle conditioning, you should maybe rethink applying cooling as part of your post-exercise recovery strategy. And this is a recommendation that, you know, hopefully will be taken up by sports teams, because it seems heroic. You know, you see the quarterback jump into a big tub with ice cubes and grit their teeth as they cool down. But it may impair their muscle development, which is an important part of conditioning. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's Holiday Sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Clean Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at just $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift for Christmas or for your car or truck. Stop by 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Out on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations, taxpayers. You paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That line is open, and we got a call from John in Florida. Welcome, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Doctor. How you doing?
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I read an article. My wife is having a problem where she just had blood work done, and she's low on iron, and it seems like she's anemic. And I read an article that you had a similar problem some years ago. And I wanted to give you the numbers that she has right now.
Go for it.
For the past 3 or 4 months, she just doesn't have much energy. The numbers are for some blood work she had done. Her total iron is 29. Her binding capacity is 452. Her, I believe it's saturation is 6.
Right.
And her ferritin is 4.
Okay, so hold on there. So for a listening audience, what you're describing is numbers that definitely suggest iron deficiency anemia. Do you have her blood counts, what her hemoglobin and her hematocrit are?
Yeah. This was taken a few months ago. They didn't run this on the latest blood counts, but her hemoglobin previously was 10.6. Her hematocrit, it looks like, was 33.
Okay, so that's low. So what she definitely has iron deficiency anemia. So the numbers that you give, I mean, iron and iron binding capacity, and then you get you divide one by the other, you get a percent saturation, which is 6. It needs to be 20 or more. Ferritin, which is what, 4. That's extremely low. So she does have iron deficiency anemia. How old is your wife?
She is 59.
So she's past menopause, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So she has iron deficiency anemia in the absence of menstrual bleeding. Did she get a workup for GI blood loss? Has she been to a gastroenterologist to see if she's losing blood from her GI tract? Does she have hemorrhoids? Does she have any form of bleeding?
She does not have any form of bleeding. She did have an operation done about 4 months ago. She had some plastic surgery, like a facelift, that she was under for probably 4 or 5 hours.
That shouldn't do it.
Okay.
So what did the doctor do with these numbers down there in Florida, where sometimes medicine is a little bit, not so rigorous, in my opinion?
He had her take, she is taking some iron supplements. Is it 27 milligrams a day? Is that what you're taking? She's taking multivitamins with B complex.
That sounds like a little kind of weak tea for the condition that she has. 27 milligrams per day is a very low iron supplement. Is she seeing an integrative doctor? Is she seeing a regular conventional doctor? What kind of person is,
She's seeing an integrated doctor.
I got to say, the care there is substandard. One thing you can do is for a while you can try iron supplementation, but you need to be more aggressive. It's true that I talked about this situation years ago when I broke my leg, and between the hip fracture and the surgery to implant a titanium rod, I lost about half my blood count. So my blood counts and my iron levels were far worse than your wife was when I came out of surgery, and I felt weak as a kitten. Mm-hmm. You know, I just felt woozy, lightheaded, and, you know, brain fog and so on, which happens when you have iron deficiency. And so I started taking iron supplements, but because I had been in pain, I was taking painkillers. Painkillers make you constipated, and the iron makes you even more constipated. So I said, I can't take these iron supplements at high doses. I just began eating a ton of dietary iron. I had liver, I had steak, I had lamb chops, you know, virtually three meals a day of, like, high iron foods. And it took a couple of months, but my anemia improved. And then by, you know, 3 or 4 months into it, my blood counts had normalized. But the concern is that your wife's not getting enough iron, and that also we're not looking for causes of iron deficiency. Now, unless she's a vegan, you know, that she's on some raw foods diet, you know, just, you know, juicing and eating salads, she should be absorbing iron. And so she, pretty soon, if she's not improving her iron levels, if they continue to be low and she remains anemic, she needs a GI workup. And, you know, I experienced this with a patient recently who's a young guy, a strapping young fellow, who said he was tired. We did a blood test. He turned out to have low iron. And I said, you know, before we just give you iron supplements, let's give you a GI workup. Turned out he had colon cancer. I'm not saying that's the case, but it's you really have to kind of be alert to that. And I'd be a little bit more proactive than this doctor's been. I got to go to make an announcement. Thank you for your call. And let us know what – give us a follow-up call in a couple of months when we see what's going on here. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products, using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, and among them several stand out for their cardio health support. Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, I have it in front of me. It's got great ingredients, hawthorn extract, carnitine, grapeseed extract, coenzyme Q10, and vitamin K2. These stand out for their cardiovascular benefits, along with natokinase and ubiquinol. So you can access these products. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're also available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations, taxpayers. You paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains. On Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockshire. Millions of people continue to make the best of a deep freeze Christmas as they try to ride out the winter storm that's killed at least 34 people across the country and is expected to claim more lives. After trapping some residents inside houses with heaping snowdrifts and knocking out power to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says the area in and around Buffalo picked up 3 to 4 feet of snow already, and it's not over yet.
Some of those places are in dire straits, really, with the snowfall, given how much has fallen, and it continues to fall, and it's going to continue through the next 24 to 48 hours. So if you're in Buffalo, you're probably, and you're in one of these lake effect snow bands, you're not really going to get to go anywhere.
The system stretched from the Great Lakes near Canada to the Texas border with Mexico. In fact, Otto says about 60% of the U.S. facing some sort of winter weather advisory or warning this weekend. And travelers' weather woes likely to continue. Hundreds of flights canceled already, more expected. Some 1,700 domestic and international flights were canceled by mid-afternoon today, that according to the tracking site FlightAware. Admiral Mark Montgomery, a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, has a new assignment. He's going to advise the new House Select Committee on China. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network recently and shared how he knows so much about the region near Taiwan.
My final job as a flag officer was for 3 years the J3, or Director of Operations at U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, so responsible for the day-to-day operations of the sailors, soldiers, airmen, and Marines stationed in the Pacific.
Overseas, Vladimir Putin claiming Russia is ready to talk to try to end the war in Ukraine, even as the country faced more attacks from Moscow, a clear sign that peace is not really imminent. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The German government says it opposes bailed-out national carrier Lufthansa's plans for bonus payments to executives. The latest from Jeremy House.
German business daily Handelsblatt reported that the airline's board agreed to give bonuses to top managers for the years of 2021 and 22. Lufthansa declined to confirm this, but said bonus payments wouldn't be made until 2025. That leaves open the possibility that those for the past 2 years might be delayed until then.
Government spokesman Stefan Hebestreit said the bonuses were ruled out under terms of the bailout the airline received at the height of the pandemic. He said officials plan to hold talks with Lufthansa on the matter. As of January 1st, Croatia adopting the EU's common currency, the euro, and joining the so-called Schengen zone, the 27-nation bloc's borderless free travel area. More at townhall.com. Congressman-elect Derek Van Orden will be sworn in January 3rd as the new GOP representative for Wisconsin's 3rd District. The former Navy SEAL tells the Salem Radio Network he's optimistic for the new Republican majority.
All right, I have confidence in this 118th Congress coming up, the freshman, that we're going to be able to do great things for America, because we're looking at the mission, and the mission is America. It's not our own personal political wants and needs.
Ben Orton says House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's bid to get the Speaker of the House, and he's not holding any animosity toward the five colleagues who would hold up the process.
These are people that have divergent political views than we do. They have a different way that they're trying to get their point across. Would I do that? Absolutely not. No. The reason we have the majority in the House is because of the team that Kevin McCarthy assembled and led. Cut to the end, period. That's it.
And you can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 7th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Also in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
I really appreciate you tuning in. And today we have an excellent program for you here. Today we have my friend and special guest, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And if you want to reach out to Bruce and his excellent team, here's the phone number. And look, he's located in the Kansas City area, but this is good for anywhere in the entire country. We have listeners from Portland, Oregon, to Washington, D.C., in the New York area, to Naples, Florida, to clear over to Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area. So anywhere in the country, here's the phone number, 913-563-7327. That's 913-563-7327. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you again. Appreciate it.
All right. So I think you were wanting to do a discussion and have a review of what to do before the year end. And then once we do that recap, then maybe we can move on to discuss how to start off 2023 on the right foot. But first, what does need to be done before? And oh, my gosh, it's coming right up, December 31st.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Steve. We'll just hit a few of the quick points, kind of recapping what we spoke about last month. But, you know, towards the end of the year, you've got that mindset of kind of final kick to the finish line. So the things I like folks to double check is, did they get their RMD or required minimum distributions taken care of for 2022? Needs to be done before the end of the year. If you miss that or don't get all of it taken care of, it's a 50% penalty. So very important to do that. Also, if you have, like, if you're still working and you have an HSA, maybe you want to max that out, or maybe you have a 401k and you want to max that out, I would at least say try and get your full match in for the year, at bare minimum. So they have changed the amount that you can put in. So for 2022, on this year, we're still at, if you're under age 50, $20,500 on a 401k. If you're over age 50, you have an additional $6,500 or a total of $27,000. You can, you know, put into your 401k or a 403b, 457. If you're just saving through a regular IRA mechanism, if you're eligible for that and you're under age 50, it's $6,000. And if you're over age 50, it's $7,000. Again, that's going to be a little more next year. We'll cover that in a little bit later. From a tax standpoint, you know, obviously we've got taxes coming due. Most people have property taxes due at the end of the year. Make sure you get those taken care of. Pretty stiff penalty if you miss it. And then on your regular taxes, if you're still working, you know, double check that you've paid in as much as you should. Make, coordinate with your CPA. If you need to make adjustments on your payroll deductions here at the end of the year, you still have some time. Maybe you want to boost that tax withholding up, or maybe you've paid in more than you really needed to and you can reduce it down. a lot of times this gets changed around if you have a bonus. So I suggest you, you know, kind of double check your withholdings for the year if you're still working. You know, healthcare, this is one thing that I think a lot of people miss the boat on. You know, if you've maxed out your copays for the year on your health plan, you might want to try and get every possible service done while you've already kind of maxed that out if you're in that boat. If you don't, you know, really haven't paid into copays at all, and you need to have something done, but it's not urgent, you might defer that out to your next plan year. Most people's plan year starts at January 1st, but you know, you might look at that and defer your medical services one way or the other, depending on if you've made your payments into it. Most credit reporting agencies, changing gears a little bit, most credit reporting agencies will give you one free credit report per year. So if you haven't done that, just check your credit score, make sure there's nothing fraudulent out there. And then it's always a good idea around holiday time to kind of check your estate plan. If you need to make any changes, you know, if anybody decided not to come see you for Christmas, maybe write them out, right?
That's right.
But, you know, all seriousness, make sure that, you know, you've made changes. Sometimes it's been somebody's passed away or maybe a change in marital status, things like that. So that'd be something to make sure you double check in. And then your investments, you know, your tax loss harvesting. I'll kind of end 2022 with that idea. With the markets being rough this year, you may have some investments that you might be able to lock in some tax losses if you're able to take advantage of that or may be able to possibly carry forward some tax losses. You still have a little bit of time to make that sell on that particular investment or two if you want to. And again, we can help people with that if they're not really sure, then give us a call. That's pretty much a quick kind of, you know, bullet point recap of some items for 2022.
Okay, and you had mentioned checking your credit. That's always a good idea. You never know what might be on there, and sometimes there's just flat-out inaccurate information on your credit report, and you may not even know it. What's the best way to go about checking your credit?
Yeah, you can usually log into TransUnion or Experian or the other service out there, and they'll have a little bit of a login they'll make you do, and they might send you an email to confirm you are who you are, but it's not hard to do.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And so that is very, very good information. And so if this is catching your attention, maybe your financial advisor has not even contacted you for a long time. That's not a good thing, by the way. and maybe you were thinking you needed some things that need to be done towards the end of the year, but you're not hearing from your financial advisor. Maybe you want a second look or a second opinion, just like a medical based second opinion. This is just as important. I would reach out to Bruce Glenn and his excellent team at 913-563-7327 and ask for a second opinion. And Bruce, you do that quite frequently, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's no obligation, just a second opinion, just to make sure you're on the right path at the risk level you're good with and that you're on track for your money to achieve what you need to be able to retire and, most importantly, for your money to last.
And most importantly, that's right. So here we are knocking on the door of 2023, and what do we need to think about getting started on the right foot? So tax planning is coming, not tax planning, we do that all the time, but filing your taxes and everything, that's coming right up. We're going to blink and it'll be tax time. So what about tax planning as far as getting started on the right foot in this new year?
Right. So again, you know, when you talk to your CPA, or as soon as you find out if you did a pretty good job withholding for 2022, then I suggest you may tweak whatever your withholdings are, even if it's just taking investment income off your IRA, or if you're still working, you might want to adjust your deductions to match up. You know, in a perfect world, you want to kind of end the year up with not owing anything extra, but not, you know, not having, you know, overpaid either. So it's just, A good idea to try and zero that out best you can. So retweak that at the beginning of the year if you know what any changes need to be made. And in the beginning of the year is always a great time. You know, we all get excited about making new goals, making better choices, you know, what to focus on, all those things, you know, bundled together.
Okay. All right. That's excellent. It always drives me crazy. I hear some people say, oh, I can't wait to get my tax return back. We're getting $20,000. And I'm like, oh, no, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, the government likes that free loan.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's in an ideal world, it's a zero on April 15th. Or I guess this year it's the 18th, right?
Right.
So we've kind of shifted gears to getting 2023 started off on the right foot. What about saving strategies?
Well, so this is really important. We always like to coach our folks to save more, save more for tomorrow. Imagine yourself as being, 20, 30 years down the road. And so if you're in a 401k, again, make sure that you are saving up to your match at least. And I would go out and I would give your future self a raise. I would try and raise your 401k contribution at least 1% if you can. So this year's contribution limits, if you're over age 50, is a total of $30,000. If you're under age 50, it's $22,500. In both cases, that's a nice boost from what it was last year. And then your IRA, you can save $6,500 if you're under age 50 or $7,500 if you're saving and you're over age 50. So those are two things that, from a saving standpoint, I would definitely take advantage of those new limits out there.
Okay. Yeah, and I love the concept, give yourself a raise. So my dad always said, pay yourself first, and you'll never be sorry. So that's very good advice. And then what about life insurance?
So life insurance, I think, is the most overlooked piece. So you've got to do policy reviews on a regular basis on your life insurance policy. It's not buy, hold, and forget, because interest rates have been low, markets have been volatile. A lot of life insurance policies that are supposed to be permanent may not be on path to last, and you need to get an in-force illustration and check it. And we can help people with that as well.
So they may not last, meaning they're starting to cost more than they're earning within that policy, correct?
Right. The policy may not have enough money pre-funded into it, and it may actually go into default unless you pay extra money to keep it in force. Another thing is a lot of policies were not around at the time that long-term care could be bolted on as a additional rider. And so that's something, there's a lot of new benefits and features that are out there available now.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. You can reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at 913-563-7327. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The deadline to maximize your 2022 IRA contributions is December 31st. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, the Financial Minute with Bruce Glenn, CIO and owner of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas.
Thanks, Steve. Time in the market versus trying to time the market. If today's news and events cause you fear, consider recent history. The housing credit crisis of 2008 and 2009. The heaviest selling led to the bottom on March 9, 2009. Then, a 50% recovery in just the next few months. Next, the elections of 2016. Millions were scared out of the market from predictions of doom and gloom. Some of these people never even got back in the market and missed four great years. History shows that it's rare to catch both or either the top or the bottom of the market. Consider time in the market versus trying to time the market with your emotions. Our team of experts are here to help.
For more information, call 913-563-7327.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Your facial expressions are shaping your day. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Research has shown that people who hold a pencil in their teeth are more likely to laugh at cartoons than people who hold a pencil in their lips. The suspected reason? Well, when we hold the pencil in our teeth, we're mimicking a smile, whereas when we hold it in our lips, we're mimicking a frown. Now, of course you're going to go try this later, but there's another lesson in here for you too. The facial expressions you make throughout your day, whether it's smiling a lot, or rolling your eyes constantly, or frowning, or anything else, have an impact on how you're experiencing your day. Take control of your facial expressions and take control of how you experience events in your day. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
This report is sponsored by Holland America Line.
Travel is back. People who have been waiting to cruise to their favorite part of the world can save big thanks to Holland America Line's 150th year of cruising promotions. Holland America Line, the cruise line that has been visiting Alaska up close longer than any other brand, is poised to welcome travelers to the Great Land this summer with 7-day round-trip cruises from Seattle and Vancouver, as well as combination ship and land cruise tours to Denali and exclusive experiences in the Yukon. Lee Abamonte is a travel expert, author, and global adventurer.
Whether you are a luxury traveler, a foodie, an adventure seeker like me, or a family traveling with kids in tow, there is something for everyone. Alaska is truly a bucket list locale, especially when it comes to places like Glacier Bay.
It's time to start planning your Alaska escape. Receive a free balcony upgrade, 30% off fares, and a 50% reduced deposit and more with Wave Offer. Visit HollandAmerica.com or call your travel agent.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations, taxpayers. You paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The deadline to maximize your 2022 IRA contributions is December the 31st. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And Bruce, when is the deadline to maximize your 2022 IRA?
Yeah, so the IRA is actually the later of, I'm sorry, the earlier of whether you're going to file before April 18th this year or at April 18th. So you can put your money into the Roth or the IRA if you're eligible to, up to your filing date or the latest April 18th. Now, ironically, your 401k, you do have to have that money in by your last payroll of the year. So a little bit different whether it's 401k or an IRA.
Okay. Now, that's interesting. So, yeah, you hear all the time it's not too late to reduce your tax burden and add to your IRA, and that's, of course, if you haven't already maxed that out. So, and again, you can do that by, you know, the latest date would be April the 18th or whenever you file your taxes. So that's good information. And today's special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner, CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas. And again, anywhere in the country, this is the phone number that you would call, 913-563-7327. And if you want to discuss any of these topics or anything else related to finances, Bruce is the best. He's excellent. I think he demonstrates that month after month on the program. And if you want a second opinion, I would encourage you to reach out and just ask for a second opinion, second look, and see if you're on track versus, you know, your risk tolerance and all of the other factors that go into it. 913-563-7327. All right, so Bruce, we're talking about getting started off on the right foot in 2023. And what about employer benefits? Because a fair number of our listeners are the caregivers of an elderly loved one, and they're still working. So they're working, they're trying to take care of their elders. And what about their employer benefits?
Right. So most people, their open enrollment is in the fall, but every plan is a little bit different as far as health care. But a lot of people have an HSA bolted into their health care plan. You know, I would make a plan to consistently put enough money into the HSA for what your goal is. And again, the biggest thing this year is we have a nice change to the 401k contribution limits for 2023. So you know, again, you're now, come January 1st, for 2023, you can increase that up to a total of 30,000 if you're over age 50 and you're looking at 25. So both those are increases if you're under age 50. So a really good item there to take advantage of that. You know, if you're already retired, obviously looking at your Medicare supplement or Advantage plans, your drug plans, a lot of times you have some additional features and benefits that can be bolted on to those that you may or may not be aware of. You know, so check those and make sure that you're not missing any free benefits on those type benefits as well.
Okay, and then the next big category, and I think this one's pretty huge, beneficiaries.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, beneficiaries, you would be amazed at the number of folks that pass away and had been divorced 10, 20, 30 years ago and never changed the beneficiary to the current spouse. Maybe there's been or a child or something else, heaven forbid, you know, that's happened. So always double check that your beneficiaries are right. You know, a lot of times we'll take over 401k plans. We do both 401k plans for big organizations as well as private wealth management. But you'd be surprised how many 401k plans we take over that when we're sitting down with the participants and we're reviewing their beneficiaries, a lot of times they don't even have a beneficiary on file. So always make sure your beneficiaries are up to date on your 401k or your plan at work, your IRAs, your investment accounts, your TODs, your bank accounts, your life insurance policies, your annuities. And if any of those things you have, just make sure you check all those items because people forget, you know, one or another very often.
That's right. And, you know, I was thinking something as simple as a car title. Well, if that person passes away and they haven't assigned a transfer on death, just a checkbox on the back of the title and the name, then guess what? That car goes into probate, and then that ends up costing – it's costly, it's time-consuming, and it's very, very painful. It's super simple to avoid that. And then that flows right into the next topic of estate planning.
Right. Along with what you just said about the car, you can do the same thing with your home or your property through the beneficiary deed. And like you said, you know, I'm not an estate planning attorney, so I don't want to be giving legal advice, but, you know, check with your attorney. But in a lot of cases, even on your home and your properties, you can actually bypass probate with the beneficiary deed. But on the estate plan, some items we see missing a lot of times is they may not have an up-to-date power of attorney or may not be who they really want to have on the power of attorney. The universal HIPAA. Very important if you go to one hospital and get transferred to another one, or maybe you go into a hospital and you have to go into a care facility. If you don't have a universal HIPAA and you're not able to sign one up to date, that could be a problem. Healthcare directives, very important to make sure you've got that correct. Your pour over wills, your trust. A lot of times folks may have beneficiaries they feel like are a spendthrift and may not want them to get all their money at one time. There's ways you can strategy to stretch that out. You can have a somebody from the court appointed for them or a trustee for them and for having help protect themselves. Or maybe you don't want the potential of a child being remarried and ex-wife still being in the middle of it. So just double check all those things. And not every state's the same. So what was written correctly in Florida may not work in Kansas or Washington. You never know. So, don't just assume because you have one it's going to work everywhere you're at.
Yeah, that's a huge one, I think, to always update and just get the year started off with peace of mind, knowing that that's accurate and done properly and up to date. And then what about debt reduction?
Yeah, so spending less is really important. A lot of times people have some debt they want to get through. But I think what I'm seeing more and more now, because we're in such a streaming world and you have all these applications and subscriptions and they get to where they're automatic. And a lot of times they give you these teaser rates. Hey, you'll get your internet or your cable for, you know, X dollars. For 3 months free, you're getting all these other services, and then we forget about it, and now all of a sudden it's two times higher. But, you know, when they're automatic pays, we kind of forget about those. So go back and review just what all are you paying on automatically, and is it still a fair fee for what you're wanting to take care of or not?
Yep, and they hook you in, and that's the whole deal, right? They hook you in with that low rate, and then you forget about it, and all of a sudden you're paying, you know, maybe two or three times more than you want to or should. So, okay, and then college savings for the grandkids.
Right, so always a good time to start a good plan off. I also believe in gifting and investment. So for my grandkids, we'll give a little bit of money to them for birthday, a little bit for Christmas. We'll give them some gifts too, but you know, a college savings plan or just a universal transfer to minor account are good things to do.
Okay, and then charitable giving.
Right, so RMDs, and I'm going to kind of tie this together with required minimum distributions, but a lot of people don't realize you can take your required minimum distribution from your IRA, if you're of that age. And if you have it go directly to your non-for-profit and you never touch it, then that's an advantage to you, and it doesn't hurt the 501c3. So that's an important idea.
Excellent, excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn, he's the owner, CIO of the Glenn Team Wealth Planning at Infinitas, and you can reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, thanks so much for being on the program today. I just want to say Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you, Steve, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody out there. We appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And services through the end of the year. Small businesses, remote workers, teachers, and students can find what they need to help finish the year strong and make 2023 the best it can be. Sign up for a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership for even more ways to save. Still need last-minute gifts? Office Depot offers a wide assortment of tech, gift cards, calendars, planners, and more to help you check off everyone left on your list. Discover gift ideas for teachers, techies, teens, and more at officedepot.com/gift guides. Get your orders fast this holiday season with same-day delivery or buy online and pick up in-store in just 20 minutes. Office Depot and Office Max stores also offer pack and ship services, so customers can shop, pack, and ship all in one trip. Visit OfficeDepot.com or a local Office Depot or Office Max store near you.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations, taxpayers, you paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go.
And now, Myth versus Fact.
Yep, I know it's Christmas weekend, but just felt like instead of doing a little singing, I won't bore you with my singing of Jingle Bells or something like that. Thought we'd do a little myth busting. So a little myth versus fact. I always like doing these and just setting the record straight. So here is a myth. So once you're in a rehab facility, so that would be skilled nursing and rehab, then you must finish the rehab stay there, and you cannot move from one place to another in the middle of your rehab session, basically. So your normal rehab stay might be, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. It just depends. It could be widely different for different situations, different people, different outcomes, et cetera, et cetera. But 4 to 6 weeks, pretty common that you might see a rehab stay last that long. So some people say that if you're in facility A, let's say, and it's not going so well, that, oh well, I'm just going to have to tough it out here and stay here because I'm in the middle of a rehab stay, Medicare's paying for it, and I can't move. But that's just not the case. Here's the fact, and the fact is that you can move in the middle of a rehab stay. So let me give you a real life scenario. So one of my clients has a parent, and his parent is receiving rehab after a stroke. And the rehab place that they went, physical and occupational therapy, they're doing a good job, but they don't have a speech therapist available right now. I'm not sure why that is, and they can't seem to find one. And his parent needs speech therapy right now. I mean, right now. So they are going to move probably about a week into that rehab stay. They're going to move to another rehab provider and continue the rehab, but they're able, at the other provider, they're able to add in that speech therapy, which is super important to his parent. So hopefully that makes sense. You can move in the middle of a rehab stay. All right, here's another myth. Once you're living, and I'm going to use the NH word, the nursing home, all right? I don't need any calls or emails of people saying, hey, it's not a nursing home, it's long-term care community. I get that, okay? But I also interchange it with the term nursing home because a lot of people still refer to it that way. So I intermingled these things. So the myth, once you're living in a nursing home while on Medicaid, you have to stay there and you cannot move because Medicaid is paying for your stay or the majority of the cost of your stay at that particular nursing home or long-term care community. But that is absolutely a myth. If anyone tells you that, they're just flat out incorrect. Here's the fact. You can move in the middle of a long-term stay while on Medicaid. But here's the catch. It needs to be within the same state that you're living. So say, for example, if you live in Missouri, for example, and you're qualified for Missouri Medicaid, then you can move to any other long-term care community in the state of Missouri. And what happens is Missouri Medicaid will stop paying Facility A today, and they'll start paying Facility B tomorrow. Or in Kansas, or in Florida, or in Texas, or anywhere. That's how this works. Now, if you want to move to a different state, then you're probably highly likely you're going to have to reapply for Medicaid in that particular state and start that application process. Okay, but if you move within the state, you can move anywhere you want, anytime you want, and that is the absolute fact of the matter. All right, here's another myth. I mentioned this last week, and if I hear this one more time, I may throw up. I think that's what I said. So here's the myth. You have to sign over your house to the nursing home to qualify for Medicaid. Now, just think about that. If anyone tells you, oh, no, to qualify for Medicaid, to have Medicaid pay for your stay here, you're going to have to sign over your house to us. If you ever hear that, the person saying that has very clearly demonstrated that they have absolutely no clue about of what they're talking about. I mean, I'm serious. And I hear this all the time. Well, Steve, they told me I'm going to have to sign over my mom's house to get her on to Medicaid. Who said that? No. So the fact is you do not have to sign over your house to the nursing home to qualify for Medicaid. And in fact, I talked about this last week. When you qualify for Medicaid, you have exempt assets and countable assets. Exempt means you don't have to spend them down. You don't have to spend those assets down to that whatever that number is, $2,000, $5,000, $6,000 to qualify for Medicaid. Your house, for a while, not forever, but for a while, your house is considered an exempt asset. So if your parent is moving into a nursing home, they've spent down, they qualify for Medicaid, but they still own a house, you have a period of time to deal with that house. You do not have to sign over the house to them. And just think about it. Do you really think the nursing home wants to buy your dad's 60-year-old house with foundation problems? Seriously. What business are they in? The business that they are in is taking care of people in need and providing care. Okay? In a great, home-like environment and all of the things. They're not in the business of buying your dad's house. So that's a really silly one, but you would just be shocked how many times you hear that when you're out in the marketplace in the community. All right, and then here's another one. Here's another myth. Well, you have to choose from a certain list of facilities approved by your long-term care insurance provider in order to receive the daily benefit that they provide. And that's just not true. The fact is, you don't have to go to a certain long-term care community to be able to utilize your long-term care insurance benefit. Here's how long-term care insurance works. So as long as they pay for, let's just say, the nursing home level of care, or it could be assisted living, whatever it is. As long as it says we pay for assisted living, or we pay for long-term care or nursing home care, then they don't care where you go. So let's say you go to a long-term care community, and you move in, and you stay for a month, and you incur that cost. I'm going to talk about the cost of all of these places coming up here soon. So you don't want to miss that. That's a little teaser, by the way. But you move in, you incur the cost. So let's say you spent $7,000. And what happens is the long-term care community will produce a statement after the fact showing that you lived there for the last 30 days, you paid $7,000, and they delivered the services of A, B, C, and D. Then you take that, you submit it to your long-term care insurance provider, and then they will reimburse you retroactively for the care that you received at the daily reimbursement. So for example, you may have paid $7,000, and let's say it was a 30-day month, and let's say that your long-term care insurance policy pays $200 per day. All right, so you paid $7,000. They said, okay, we're going to pay you 30 days at our daily benefit of $200, so we're going to pay you $6,000, but it's always after the fact. So they're reimbursing you after you've incurred the expense, and they don't care where you go. As long as it's the right level of care that's covered in their policy, it's just not driven by a particular list. And that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. Then there's another one that I may talk about on the other side here, but I've had all kinds of people. So I'm in the Kansas City area, but this could be for anywhere, moving from one state to the other. And they say, well, you have to be a resident in that state. And so the question is, do you really have to be a resident in that state, or can you move there and immediately start receiving Medicaid benefits? And that's not a question of the week, but I'll let you ponder that for a few minutes. And on the other side, I'll let you know the answer.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
It is very easy for our aging parents to become dehydrated, especially during the hot summer months. The most common signs and symptoms of dehydration include fatigue, muscle weakness, muscle cramps, headaches, dizziness, sunken eyes, nausea, forgetfulness, and confusion. Dehydration is a very serious condition. Seniors often have a reduced sense of thirst, and dehydration is one of the most frequent causes of hospitalization over the age of 65. Become proactive and make sure your loved one stays fully hydrated. If you suspect dehydration, get them to the doctor or hospital immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com. Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KTNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Tom.
60 seconds of service.
A case of medals, well deserved. That story next.
Celebrity Salute is a weekly podcast that features great celebrity and newsmaker interviews and their support for our troops and veterans. Everyone from Tom Hanks and Bradley Cooper to Dolly Parton and Bryan Cranston. Check out Celebrity Salute on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a special moment inside the home of Rhonda Knickerbocker and her mother, Barbara Burroughs, last Monday morning. The invited guests were commemorating the military service of Sergeant Richard Burrow, Rhonda's father. The guests were from a local hospice care agency that currently tends to Barbara. They're also planning the commemoration. One of the representatives brought a guitar and played American songs such as "This Land Is Your Land" and "God Bless America." A representative from the Navy was also there to present the pen to Barbara.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the Fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so we're talking about myth versus fact. And so, you know, I live and work here in the Kansas City area, and this is pretty common in a lot of other cities that straddle state lines. So I've had many, many times where I've had a client in Missouri choose a long-term care community on the Kansas side, because the Kansas Medicaid rules are more favorable. And so a lot of people believe that you have to live in Kansas for a certain period of time to establish residency, et cetera. But in the case of someone moving from their home to in Missouri to a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home in Kansas, then the key part of the law in the wording is you move there with the intent to stay. That's the rub right there. So if you move there with the intent to stay, and all of my clients are moving there for the long term, typically for the rest of their life, to receive care, then you have the intent to stay, and on day one, you're good to go. And you don't have to – that's all there is to it. A lot of people like to argue with me about that, but that's just the fact. So I've had some people really argue about it, and, well, we're going to have our attorneys look into this, and we'll have them look into it, and they're going to tell you what I just told you, because that's the law. So, but anyway, all right, well, let's move on here. So I threw a little teaser out there in the a few minutes ago talking about the cost of all the different levels of care. So if you're driving your car, I would hold on with two wheels, because these costs are pretty expensive, and I don't want you to get too upset or jerk your car if you hear some of these numbers, so or jerk the steering wheel there. So if you bring a home care provider into your home, the prices have really gone up like a lot here lately because of the cost of quality staffing and some other things. But you're going to be looking at $25 to $30 would be on the lower end per hour, on the lower end of that range, and then I would say $35 to $40 per hour would be on the higher end of that range. some of those $35 to $40 an hour just may be a better provider and better quality caregivers. Some of them may offer some case management services bundled in with their price. So just check that out. But that's the cost of home care. And then if you move to a community, a facility, a separate building, right, so you move from your home to another place, that entry level would be an independent living apartment, an apartment with meals and transportation, and you're still fully independent. You're on your own, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. Depending on the size of your apartment, you're probably looking at about an average cost of about $3,500, upwards of about $5,500, maybe $6,000 a month. And that is largely dependent on the size of your apartment. And if it's more of an upscale place, probably going to be a little bit more than a place that's maybe not quite so upscale. All right. Then in the middle of the road is the assisted living level of care. That's that social model that can help individuals with their activities of daily living. And that assisted living level of care is going to run anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000 per month. And that is largely dependent on a couple of factors. Number one, how much help a person needs. So if a person needs just a little bit of help, they may pay a little bit less than someone who needs a tremendous amount of help. It also depends on the size of your apartment. A studio is less than a one-bedroom, is less than a two-bedroom apartment. So $5,000 to $8,000 for the assisted living level. Now, in our neck of the woods here, in different states are different. They have different licensures. But we have kind of a step down from assisted living. It's assisted living light, if you will. And that's called a residential care facility, RCF. And that could be anywhere from about $3,000 to $6,000 per month. Now, we also have a really cool licensure in our neck of the woods here called Home Plus. A lot of other states just call it assisted living, but it's just for a small number of people. This is where you could take care of 6 to upwards of 12 individuals in a ranch-style house and provide care for them. But your average cost is going to be anywhere from about $6,500 to about $8,500 per month for that level of care. And then the highest level of care, which would be long-term care, again, also known as a nursing home, and that's that medical model, okay? So for a shared room or a semi-private room, you're looking, the average cost range there is $6,500 to $8,500 per month. And then the private room, this is where it gets even more expensive, $9,000 to $15,000 per month is what I've priced out. So that will give you an idea of the cost of all of these places. Now, Steve, why'd you have to go and ruin Christmas like that? Well, sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on the prices and just give you kind of a cost update on that. So here we are on Christmas weekend, and this is my favorite time of the year. I kind of turn into a kid a little bit. I have to watch all my old, the Charlie Brown Christmas and Rudolph. My favorite one is the original animated Grinch and of course, Frosty. I love all of those because I watched all those things when I was a kid. And we schedule our whole life around being home to watch that on TV. Now I have a DVD with all of them on it, and I can watch it anytime I want. So it's pretty cool, but I love it. I love everything about it. We always go to the Christmas Eve service at our church, and we have all of the great music and the great message. And then at the end, this is my favorite thing. We light candles throughout our entire congregation, and we light 2 up front, and then the 2 light 4, and then the 4 light another 4, and then the 8 light another 8. And within just 2 or 3 minutes, the entire congregation is lit by candlelight while we're singing Silent Night. It's just a beautiful, it's a powerful moment, and I look forward to that every single year. It's just something that we just love to do. And then on Christmas Eve, we always go to my wife's side, my mother-in-law's house, and we have we all bring soups and chili and sandwiches, and we have a gift exchange. I mean, that's a really nice time. And then Christmas morning at my house and my immediate family, we unwrap our gifts and our stockings, and we have four little wiener dogs. They are insanely cute. I need to put their picture up on the website so everyone can see these wiener dogs. But Ruby, Olive, Quincy, and Cricket, they are insanely cute. But anyway, they get in on the action, too. We don't forget them. And then we go to my mom's house for another gift exchange and a delicious Mexican meal with tamales and enchiladas and all the stuff. It's fantastic. So I just want to wish you and your family just the most wonderful Christmas weekend and blessings to you and your family. And I hope you're really enjoying your weekend, and I just hope it's a beautiful time for you and yours. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In his Christmas message to the nation, President Biden's recalled the 1968 Apollo 8 mission and the scripture that was read as the crew circled the moon on Christmas Eve.
From the silence of space, on a silent night, on a Christmas Eve, they read the story of Christmas creation from the King James Bible. When in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. That light's still with us.
Meanwhile, local organizers in Washington say three busloads of recent illegal aliens arrived from Texas near the home of Vice President Kamala Harris in the record-setting cold Christmas Eve. A local group took them to a church to spend the night. President Vladimir Putin claiming Russia is ready for talks to end the war in Ukraine, even as the country faced more attacks from Moscow. A clear sign peace is not imminent. Putin said in a state television interview, excerpts which were released on Sunday afternoon, that Russia is prepared to negotiate some acceptable outcomes with all the participants of the process. Retailers are scoring one win in the government-wide spending bill.
The $1.7 trillion funding package contains legislation that will force online marketplaces like Amazon and Facebook to verify high-volume sellers amid heightened concerns about retail theft. Brick-and-mortar retailers have been voicing concerns about the amount of goods being stolen from their stores and subsequently sold online. The bill, called the Inform Act, compels online marketplaces to verify tax ID and other information for sellers who make at least 200 unique sales and earn a minimum of $5,000 in a given year. Biden reporting.
Rescue workers continue to search for two missing people after an avalanche swept across ski trails in western Austria on Sunday. More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Five people arrested in the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man at the Mall of America in Minnesota that spent the sprawling commercial center in a lockdown on the final day of the holiday shopping season. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges.
Three juvenile males who are 17 years old and two adult males who are 18 years old. There was also some evidence that was recovered during this search warrant.
Hodges says this is a horrible crime, especially during the holidays.
I'm going to extend my condolences to the family. It's Christmas, and they're going to be having to bury a loved one.
Meanwhile, elsewhere near Denver, Colorado, a married couple is dead in a suspected murder-suicide. It happened at a Jehovah's Witness hall. A hazmat team had to be called in because of a suspicious device that was found at the scene. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Suddenly, the football game they had just won meant nothing.
Very scary moments for the NFL Cincinnati Bengals Christmas Eve. After defeating the New England Patriots 22-18, their flight home forced to make an emergency landing because of engine trouble. Plane landing safely at JFK in New York. There were no injuries, but a lot of frayed nerves. Jason Walker reporting.
Hall of Fame golfer Kathy Whitworth has died. She holds the record with 88 wins on the LPGA Tour, one of the most famous records in golf because no one else has ever won more on any tour. Sam Snead and Tiger Woods have 82 wins on the PGA Tour. Whitworth died Christmas Eve at the age of 83. Her longtime partner said she was celebrating with family and friends. Whitworth won the LPGA Money title 8 times as a player of, and was Player of the Year 7 times. More at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We've got lots of time to discuss your questions and comments. You can enter the doctor's office this weekend by calling 877-726-8255. Have a conversation with yours truly. And we get lots to talk about, lots of news on the health front. Each week we put together the most important news stories about health and nutrition. Vitamins and supplements are foremost in our considerations. Also exercise and all manner of lifestyle interventions, and also high-tech medical interventions. We call that intelligent medicine, putting it all together for you. 877-726-8255, our number. Among the stories we're going to talk about, you see after a football game or a marathon, people plunging into an ice bath to cool off their overheated muscles. Well, is this beneficial? A study takes a look at it, and this has particular implications for me as an aging athlete. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll look at the benefits or lack thereof of drinking coffee. That's always in the news. Some innovative new approaches to COVID. Yeah, COVID has become an evergreen story for us, not going away. And some reassuring news about hormone replacement therapy for women. 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down. And feel free to call us this hour or next. Or even if you can't call, you can call and record a question. And we'll take some of those questions later in today's program. All right, let's start by talking about dementia. Yeah, that, I know that's kind of a downer subject, but as people live longer, it becomes more likely that they will experience deterioration of cognitive function. And this is a particular concern of baby boomers because they're entering the age where memory problems may be rampant. And it's almost inevitable because statistically it's been shown that as you reach the threshold of 70, 80, 90, there's going to be some cognitive decline. Even if you don't actually have Alzheimer's disease, there's going to be some slowing in processing. There's going to be some difficulties with memory retrieval. If someone said, you're going to have to take biochemistry 1 again, as a prerequisite for medical school, I'm not sure that I'd be up for that as I approach the age of 70. I aced it when I was 20, but it's a different story now, 50 years later. So there's an interesting story about how your daily step count could relate to your dementia risk. Can you really walk away from dementia? Well, big study out of the UK, and they looked at a heck of a lot of people, thousands and thousands of individuals as part of the Biobank study. They found that there was a sweet spot for prevention of dementia. The threshold for the point at which dementia risk was half was just 3,826 steps per day. And that translates roughly to 2 miles. With all these devices, the Fitbit and the Apple Watch, things that we carry around with us, even phones, you can get a pretty good step count. You know, sometimes I take a long walk. You know, I'll go to the museum, and instead of jumping on the subway to come back home, I'll walk home. And then I'll before I get to my apartment here in Manhattan, I'll check the step count. And, you know, sometimes it's 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 steps because you do a lot of walking in Manhattan when you're not taking public transportation, actually more so than if you're in the suburbs. In the suburbs, you just jump in the car and you go wherever you want to go. You go to the market. You go to the hardware store. Usually you don't traverse long distances unless you do so deliberately to take in the beautiful scenery. So it turns out that the point at which dementia risk was half of the maximum reduction was 3,826 steps per day, which roughly translates to around 2 miles. And cadence also mattered because a higher step intensity had the greatest impact on reducing dementia. There was a 62% reduction versus a 50% risk reduction if you did it slowly. The point at which there were not necessarily diminishing returns, but a point at which the benefits plateaued was fortunately 10,000 steps per day, just shy of 10,000 steps per day. So the much vaunted 10,000 steps per day may get you some additional benefits, but beyond that, the benefits don't increase that much. The cadence in question, that was the brisk cadence, that was 112 steps per minute. And so you can strive for a fast walk to make it even better for you in terms of preventing loss of brain function. And it has to do with circulation. It has to do with optimization of blood pressure. Optimization of weight certainly figures into this, but also something called brain-derived growth factor, which BDNF, which is literally Miracle-Gro for your neurons, your brain cells. And that is generated reliably by exercise. One of the few ways you can raise BDNF, I mean, so far you can't get a prescription for BDNF. It'd be nice if you could go to the drugstore or the health food store and get a BDNF supplement. But no, there's unfortunately nothing that's the equivalent of exercise for generating BDNF. Also, related story, what are the best antioxidants to prevent age-related dementia? A new study takes a look at that, and they looked at a whole bunch of things in the blood. And why they looked at it in the blood is that, you know, if you ask people, well, do you take this or that or the other vitamin or, you know, what do you eat? And we can do analysis and breakdown of the vitamins that are present in certain foods, say spinach versus carrots versus bagels. You know, we can actually do a breakdown of what the nutrient content is. But people's recall is unreliable. So what they did is they checked for levels of these nutrients in the blood. Now, to do so, you know, you may say, well, I want to come to your office, Dr. Hoff, and get checked for all these nutrients. Well, unfortunately, this is a research study, and these tests are not commercially available for all and sundry nutrients that you might find. To do this as a private person, well, it might cost thousands of dollars to run this detailed analysis to look at a whole panoply of nutrients. They looked at lycopene, alpha-carotene, beta-carotene, vitamins A, C, or E, and they found no associations between levels of these and dementia, even though these nutrients may have other benefits, but when it comes to preventing age-related dementia, no big association. What they did find, however, is that a couple of nutrients that are eye-healthy are good for the brain. And that kind of makes sense because the eyes are a sensory organ that protrudes from the brain. And in fact, they are very, the inner workings of the eye, the retina, is very similar to the brain in terms of its high energy requirements, its ability to transmit nerve impulses via the optic nerve. And therefore, it kind of makes sense that brain-healthy nutrients would be the very self-same nutrients as you find that protect the retina from macular degeneration and other degenerative conditions. So what they found was that individuals with the highest serum levels of lutein and zeaxanthin and something called beta-cryptoxanthin were less likely to have dementia decades later than their peers with lower levels of these antioxidants. Of course, lutein and zeaxanthin are found primarily in green leafy vegetables such as kale, spinach, broccoli, and peas. And, oh, by the way, egg yolks. Those of you who are throwing out the egg yolks and eating egg whites, well, you're making a big mistake because the nutrients that are concentrated that give it a nice yellow color are the very self-same nutrients that protect your eyes and protect your brain. Beta-cryptoxanthin, on the other hand, is found in fruits such as oranges, papaya, tangerines and persimmons, who have sort of a orange hue. All those fruits have that in common. So what they're saying here is this is the first nationally representative study to analyze blood levels of antioxidants in relation to dementia risk. And their conclusion is that this study is an important step towards exploring the complex relationship between antioxidants and dementia, and that it suggests that we may have nutritional strategies at hand, simple nutritional strategies that we can use to protect the aging brain. I'm all for that as representative of that aging baby boomer generation. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also online.
Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's holiday sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. If you can't get through it first, keep trying, because we got lots of time this hour to have you enter the doctor's office. Okay, we're going to talk about coffee. We're going to talk about a new innovative approach to COVID. First, let's take some calls, 877-726-8255. We have some recorded questions. Let's hear one.
My regular MD recommended that I see a urologist. Since I felt that I had the feeling that I had to urinate all the time, but through her investigation and urine test, I had no infection, no yeast infection, and everything looked good. So she suggested that I see a urologist, which I did. The urologist recommended that I use and prescribed an estradiol, a vaginal cream, to use 2 times a week for about 30 days. I wanted to know your opinion. Do you suggest that I use anything else while I'm using that to safeguard against any side effects?
Okay, interesting question. So as women age, they go through menopause, and then when they go through menopause, there is a drop in estrogen. Estrogen has the ability to revitalize the tissues that surround the urethra, and therefore it's suggested that women who have urinary frequency, particularly the ones and even frequent urinary tract infections, that they use estrogen cream that's applied locally. And estradiol is a natural estrogen. It's not like Premarin, you know, which is synthetic estrogen you take by mouth, so it's perfectly fine to take, and I often prescribe it. Sometimes I prescribe estriol, which is a different form of estrogen that is actually even safer. It's fine to take. There is minimal, rare risk of stimulating the tissue in, if you haven't had a hysterectomy already, if you still have a uterus, of stimulating the tissue there. And so, therefore, it's warranted to, if you have, like, breakthrough bleeding or something from the treatment, to go see your OBGYN or to get monitored because of potential risk for uterine cancer by applying this. But usually it doesn't take very much estradiol cream, you know, maybe applying it for a couple of weeks nightly and then, you know, 2 or 3 times weekly to maintain the integrity of the tissue around the urethra, thus reducing the risk of urinary frequency and leakage. Other things you can do, you know, pay attention to your diet, you know, things like alcohol, coffee, certain foods in children, dairy foods particularly. These are foods that can sometimes stimulate urinary urgency, and therefore sometimes a diet change is warranted also. But, you know, I'm perfectly in agreement with that strategy. That seems sound. That's a good way to go. It's going to help. All right. 877-726-8255, our number, I'll remind you. And new research suggesting that drinking coffee might lengthen life. Now, I've been a little skeptical of some of these studies before because there's studies that say, well, you drink 4, 5, 6 cups of coffee and you're going to live a long time. Well, you know, show me someone who is in their 80s or 90s who can still drink 4 or 5 cups of coffee, and I'll show you a pretty healthy, robust individual. So maybe it's what's called reverse causation. Correlation is not necessarily causation, but there's reason to believe, according to a new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, that people who drink coffee are protected from dying. They were up to 30% less likely to die if they drank 1.5 to 3.5 cups of coffee per day. The benefit tapered off for those drinking more than 4.5 cups of coffee per day. Don't drink coffee if it causes you insomnia, jitters, but coffee may be a major source of antioxidants, particularly for people who don't eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables or take high flavanol cocoa or tea. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. The impossible just became possible. Real Coke taste with zero sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. This holiday season, feel your shopping hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Its sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. Because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Tis the season for Coke Zero Sugar and the rest of the year, too. Because Coke Zero Sugar is not just for the holidays. You can enjoy it all year long since you rule at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and order, just go to Flavonatrals.com. That's Flavonatrals.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Desire can wreak havoc on your emotional well-being. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I'm not sure that there's any actual suffering without desire. Think about that. If you want something and you can't have it, you suffer. If you want to be with someone and you can't, you suffer. If you want to be out of pain and you can't be, then you suffer. In each case, desire is the crux of suffering. So what can you do? Well, you can't force others to like you or be in love with you. You can't make pain, emotional or physical, just go away. And you can't always have what you desire. But what you can do is work on how much you desire something. The way to do that? Well, through your self-talk. If you can learn to tell yourself that, yes, you want something, but no, it's not the end of the world if you can't have it, then you have a significantly better chance at not being devastated and not having all that you desire. For more on tempering your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And you can call in anytime you like this hour or next, or you can call when we're not on the air, and you can leave a message, and we'll take up your question later. Some of those questions coming up, but let's talk about hormone replacement therapy. Hormone replacement therapy has gone through several iterations. That is estrogen replacement therapy with or without progesterone for women at the time of menopause or after a hysterectomy. And at first it was billed as God's gift to women. And it was suggested that women were defective after menopause. Let's look at some very, very famous women throughout history who were very, very influential and probably were not on hormone replacement therapy. Maggie Thatcher, Queen Elizabeth, although we don't know exactly their medical histories, they did pretty well without hormone replacement therapy. For women who have terrible hot flashes, for women who have extreme brain fog, for women who have sexual problems, extreme vaginal dryness and pain on intercourse, sleep problems, hormone replacement therapy can be a godsend. And so a lot of women were placed on hormone replacement therapy, the popular drug at the time, around the turn of the 20th century, as we went into the 21st century, was something called PremPro, which is synthetic estrogen, Premarin, plus a synthetic progesterone. And then it was found, to the great dismay of people who studied these things, that hormone replacement therapy increased the risk of cardiovascular disease. And so abruptly, as the message went out, millions of women who were contentedly taking their hormone replacement therapy were precipitously taken off it and deprived of its benefits and went through insomnia, hot flashes, sexual problems, etc., because it was the new think that hormone replacement therapy increased the risk of heart attacks. Well, they reanalyzed that data a few years later, and what they found is that, yes, in older women, perhaps women who start hormone replacement therapy in their 70s, who are already at risk for cardiovascular disease, there's a slight blood thickening effect of especially synthetic estrogen taken by mouth. And just as women who take oral contraceptives, younger women are at higher risk for strokes. It turns out that older women taking hormones may have been at higher risk for heart attacks. But in general, there are benefits in terms of the heart for women taking hormone replacement therapy. So they rethought that. But then they said, look, we ought to reserve it for special cases because hormones are dangerous. I mean, after all, estrogen is what stimulates breast cancer. A lot more women than men have breast cancer. They have more estrogen, hence don't give women estrogen after menopause. Well, they're now studying this, and there's a new study out which has appeared in the scientific journal Menopause, entirely devoted to the study of treatments for menopause. And the headline here is, data on cancer risk from hormone therapy, quote, reassuring, menopause experts say. And so they distinguish between estrogen alone versus estrogen plus progesterone. Now, normally, women who have a hysterectomy, they think they don't need progesterone because progesterone is what keeps the lining of the uterus from proliferating under the influence of estrogen and transforming into cancer cells causing uterine or endometrial cancer. And so it is a must in women who still have an intact uterus to prescribe progesterone when you're prescribing estrogen. But for women who have no hysterectomy, it is said that it's just okay to prescribe estrogen. I don't do that. I prescribe progesterone even in women who supposedly don't need it because they don't have a uterus, because progesterone, especially natural progesterone, has a lot of benefits. We'll come back to the effects of progesterone on breast cancer in a moment. But progesterone has a role in skin elasticity and bone strength. It also has an impact on female sexuality, a positive one. It raises epidermal growth factor, which is a repair factor, and it helps to sustain stem cells for tissue regeneration. It reduces spasm and relaxes smooth muscle, and thereby it can be helpful in asthma. It's anti-inflammatory, and it helps to regulate the immune response. It protects the gallbladder, and it may affect gum health. So progesterone has a variety of potential benefits. But the problem is that when hormone replacement therapy, standard hormone replacement therapy, is prescribed, it's prescribed with synthetic estrogen, or even when it's prescribed with natural estrogen, it's prescribed with synthetic progesterone, so-called Prempro pill. It's a combo pill, estrogen with progesterone. It's what's called a progestogen. And so what they found in this study in the journal Menopause is that estrogen alone did not increase the risk of breast cancer, but estrogen when prescribed with a progestogen, a phony synthetic progesterone, somewhat increased the risk for breast cancer. But I never prescribe, and many enlightened OBGYNs and certainly integrative doctors no longer prescribe synthetic progestogens, which, by the way, are associated with weight gain and water retention and mood problems. Micronized progesterone, natural micronized progesterone, has benefits in terms of relaxing, and in terms of helping insomnia. It actually works on GABA receptors in a way similar to benzodiazepine medications, drugs like Valium, but milder, certainly, and not addictive. It tends to have sort of a chill pill effect, as women will sometimes note during pregnancy. They feel very mellow because their body is surging in production of natural progesterone. So the authors note that not all progestogens, medications that protect the uterus against estrogen-stimulated cancer, carry equal breast cancer risk. It appears that estrogen combined with micronized progesterone does not increase breast cancer risk to the same degree as other combinations, if at all. So the bottom line here is they say let's replace fear with knowledge. Most healthy women under age 60 or within 10 years of having their last period and having bothersome symptoms can take hormone therapy without fear at menopause, whether they're taking estrogen alone or combined with progesterone, especially natural progesterone. And but, you know, a caution is that if you have a strong family history of breast cancer, if you've had breast abnormalities, precancerous cells, if you've had breast cancer, that's a caution flag, and that we don't want additional hormone stimulation to your breast if you're at high risk. But women with normal mammograms with negligible family history, they do just fine. They just require a little more observation and monitoring to make sure that breast changes aren't occurring. So if you're having terrible symptoms, don't be afraid of hormone replacement therapy, especially with natural estrogen. I prefer the patches or the topical creams. Along with micronized progesterone, which has benefits in and of itself for skin, for mood, for a lot of functions that are necessary to maintain health into your senior years. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, here's something, a tip for recreational athletes. A couple of things that you're told to do after a hard workout, and many sports teams subscribe to this, and, you know, people who train for athletic endeavors, is take protein right after you exercise, particularly if you're doing some kind of hard resistance training. But, you know, even after like a really long bike ride or a very long swim, or after an event like a triathlon, Right away, take some protein because it's going to go right into your muscles and it's going to help with those tired muscles recover, and it'll help with protein synthesis so you can have bigger, stronger muscles. So that's a given. That's acknowledged. But another thing that is done, and you see this all the time, you see like the athletes after a football game, they jump into an ice water bath. I mean, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I sometimes jump into the ocean, you know, after a long run or after a long bike ride, and it feels good. You know, it kind of cools down your sore muscles. But we're talking really cold water immersion, you know, sometimes in a bathtub of ice cubes. What they say here, they studied it, cold water immersion during recovery from resistance type exercise lowers the capacity of the muscle to take up and or direct dietary protein derived amino acids towards muscle synthesis. In other words, muscle building is hampered by that cold shock. There's no question that it feels good. It reduces inflammation. It may have an effect on what's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. So yeah, fine, but you may, for the transient benefit in terms of discomfort, the trade-off may be that if you're aiming to improve skeletal muscle conditioning, you should maybe rethink applying cooling as part of your post-exercise recovery strategy. And this is a recommendation that, you know, hopefully will be taken up by sports teams, because it seems heroic. You know, you see the quarterback jump into a big tub with ice cubes and grit their teeth as they cool down. But it may impair their muscle development, which is an important part of conditioning. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's Kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Harness the energy you need to get you through the hectic holiday season with NT Factor's holiday sale. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more now through December 31st. Just use the code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It also reduces some of the side effects of aging. NT Factor is all natural and available a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. I've been using NT Factor for years, and I prescribe it for my patients. So take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off all orders of $150 or more through December 31st. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or use code SAVE20 at NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
This report is sponsored by Holland America Line.
Travel is back. People who have been waiting to cruise to their favorite part of the world can save big thanks to Holland America Line's 150th year of cruising promotions. Holland America Line, the cruise line that has been visiting Alaska up close longer than any other brand, is poised to welcome travelers to the Great Land this summer with 7-day round-trip cruises from Seattle and Vancouver, as well as combination ship and land cruise tours to Denali and exclusive experiences in the Yukon. Lee Abamonte is a travel expert, author, and global adventurer.
Whether you are a luxury traveler, a foodie, an adventure seeker like me, or a family traveling with kids in tow, there is something for everyone. Alaska is truly a bucket list locale, especially when it comes to places like Glacier Bay.
It's time to start planning your Alaska escape. Receive a free balcony upgrade, 30% off fares, and a 50% reduced deposit and more with Wave Offer. Visit HollandAmerica.com or call your travel agent.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you can start speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations taxpayers, you paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. That line is open, and we got a call from John in Florida. Welcome, John. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Doctor. How you doing?
Thanks for calling. What's up?
Well, I read an article. My wife is having a problem where she just had blood work done, and she's low on iron. It seems like she's anemic. And I read an article that you had a similar problem some years ago. And I wanted to give you the numbers that she has right now.
Go for it.
For the past 3 or 4 months, she just doesn't have much energy. The numbers are for some blood work she had done. Her total iron is 29. Her binding capacity is 452. Her, I believe it's saturation is 6.
Right.
And her ferritin is 4.
Okay, so hold on there. So for a listening audience, what you're describing is numbers that definitely suggest iron deficiency anemia. Do you have her blood counts, what her hemoglobin and her hematocrit are?
This was taken a few months ago. They didn't run this on the latest blood counts, but her hemoglobin previously was 10.6. Her hematocrit, it looks like, was 33.
Okay, so that's low. So what she did, she definitely has iron deficiency anemia. So the numbers that you give, I mean, iron and iron binding capacity, and then you get you divide one by the other, you get a percent saturation, which is 6. It needs to be 20 or more. Ferritin, which is what, 4. That's extremely low. So she does have iron deficiency anemia. How old is your wife?
She is 59.
So she's past menopause, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she has iron deficiency anemia in the absence of menstrual bleeding. Did she get a workup for GI blood loss? Has she been to a gastroenterologist to see if she's losing blood from her GI tract? Does she have hemorrhoids? Does she have any form of bleeding?
She does not have any form of bleeding. She did have an operation done about 4 months ago. She had some plastic surgery, like a facelift, that she was under for probably 4 or 5 hours.
That shouldn't do it. That shouldn't do it. Okay. So what did the doctor do with these numbers down there in Florida, where sometimes medicine is a little bit, not so rigorous, in my opinion?
He had her take, she is taking some iron supplements. Is it 27 milligrams a day? Is that what you're taking? She's taking multivitamins with B complex.
That sounds like a little kind of weak tea for the condition that she has. 27 milligrams per day is a very low iron supplement. Is she seeing an integrative doctor? Is she seeing a regular conventional doctor? What kind of person is,
She's seeing an integrated doctor.
I got to say, the care there is substandard. One thing you can do is for a while you can try iron supplementation, but you need to be more aggressive. It's true that I talked about this situation years ago when I broke my leg, and between the hip fracture and the surgery to implant a titanium rod. I lost about half my blood count. So my blood counts and my iron levels were far worse than your wife was when I came out of surgery, and I felt weak as a kitten. I just felt woozy, lightheaded, and, brain fog and so on, which happens when you have iron deficiency. And so I started taking iron supplements, but because I had been in pain, I was taking painkillers. Painkillers make you constipated, and the iron makes you even more constipated. So I said, I can't take these iron supplements at high doses. I just began eating a ton of dietary iron. I had liver, I had steak, I had lamb chops, virtually 3 meals a day of, like, high iron foods. And it took a couple of months, but my anemia improved. And then by, 3 or 4 months into it, my blood counts had normalized. But the concern is that your wife's not getting enough iron. And that also we're not looking for causes of iron deficiency. Now, unless she's a vegan, that she's on some raw foods diet, juicing and eating salads, she should be absorbing iron. And so she, pretty soon, if she's not improving her iron levels, if they continue to be low and she remains anemic, she needs a GI workup. And I experienced this with a patient recently. Who's a young guy, a strapping young fellow, who said he was tired. We did a blood test. He turned out to have low iron. And I said, before we just give you iron supplements, let's give you a GI workup. Turned out he had colon cancer. I'm not saying that's the case, but it's you really have to kind of be alert to that. And I'd be a little bit more proactive than this doctor's been. I got to go to make an announcement. Thank you for your call. And let us know give us a follow-up call in a couple of months when we see what's going on here. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Now, Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, and among them several stand out for their cardio health support, Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6. I have it in front of me. It's got great ingredients, hawthorn extract, carnitine, grapeseed extract, coenzyme Q10, and vitamin K2. These stand out for their cardiovascular benefits, along with natokinase and ubiquinol. So you can access these products. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're also available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski. Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects you. This week, congratulations taxpayers, you paid for another bailout. This week, President Biden signed a $36 billion check to rescue union workers for the Central State Pensions Fund. If people don't take responsibility for their own financial planning, could this affect you by you losing your own job? The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, explains. On Apple, Spotify, or wherever you...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ukraine's president thankful this Christmas for the gift of American and international support.
With the Russian assault against Ukraine entering its 11th month, Volodymyr Zelensky is grateful for the U.S. and other Western allies. That was part of his message during last week's visit to Washington.
I came here to the United States to thank the word of thanks to the people of America, people who do so much for Ukraine.
Zelensky said there can't be any just peace in the war that was imposed on his country, and that the war would end once Ukraine's sovereignty, freedom, and territorial integrity were restored. Greg Clugston, The White House.
5 people arrested in connection with Christmas Eve's fatal shooting at the Minnesota's Mall of America that sent the sprawling commercial center into lockdown on the final day of the holiday shopping season. 2 18-year-old males, 3 17-year-old males arrested. All are facing murder charges. Company for the vice president.
Local organizers in Washington say 3 buses of migrant families arrived from Texas Christmas Eve near the home of Kamala Harris during record-setting cold. Texas authorities have not confirmed their involvement. One official says the buses that arrived Saturday carried about 120 people. Some were wearing only T-shirts and jeans despite temperatures hovering around 15 degrees. Authorities had local buses ready to take the migrants to a church where they stayed the night. Jason Walker reporting.
North Macedonia's government imposing emergency measures in the country's capital and several other cities in order to protect people, when they say, from severely high levels of air pollution. It all starts on Monday. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The latest turn in the Arizona race for governor, and it's another loss for Carrie Lake. We get the latest from Shelley Adler in this report.
A judge has thrown out Republican Carrie Lake's challenge of her defeat in the Arizona governor's race to Democrat Katie Hobbs. The judge rejected Lake's claim that problems with ballot printers at some polling places on Election Day were the result of intentional misconduct. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson added that there was no clear or convincing evidence of the widespread misconduct that Lake had alleged affecting the result of the 2022 general election. Lake lost to Hobbs by just over 17,000 votes. I'm Shelley Adler.
And don't forget, you can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. Both are at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Army taking down a military leader.
West Point, over its holiday break, will remove a portrait of Robert E. Lee in Confederate uniform, as well as a bust of the general from prominent spots on campus, carrying out directives that were included in a defense authorization bill for 2021. Lieutenant General Stephen Gillen announced these steps and more in a letter to the West Point community posted on the Military Academy's website. The changes come after demands to remove Confederate statues, busts, and portraits gained steam following George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis in the summer of 2020. Statues of Lee, the general who led the South in the Civil War, have been at the forefront of the effort. Bernie Bennett reporting.
King Charles evoked memories on Sunday of his late mother, the Queen Elizabeth, as he broadcast his first Christmas message as monarch in a speech that also paid tribute to the, quote, selfless dedication of Britain's public service workers, many of whom are in a fight with the government over pay. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.